New Philadelphia trooper promoted to sergeant. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. A member of the Ohio State Highway Patrol's 153rd Academy class is promoted to sergeant at the New Philadelphia Post. Robert Simone started his career with the patrol in September of 2012, earning his commission in 2013, and was assigned to the Canton Post. With a family history of first responders, Simone says it was natural for him to go into a law enforcement career.
My dad and a couple of his brothers are all in law enforcement, and they all work for different agencies, and I decided to go a different route and join the Highway Patrol. Once I graduated the academy, I was assigned to the Canton Post in Stark County. From there, I was transferred to Medina, then back to Canton, and then most recently, I was in the Akron Post.
New Philadelphia Post Lieutenant Mark Glennon notes that the promotion was well-deserved.
He was a standout trooper when he worked up there, both at the Canton Post and the Akron Post. We're really looking forward to see what he brings towards our post and to help our guys out.
Simone has earned the ACE Award twice for excellence in auto larceny enforcement, and in 2018, he was recognized with the Criminal Patrol Award. A local health department has reached their centennial anniversary of serving the Tuscarawas County community. 2019 is a special year for the county health department, which was established in 1919. Health Commissioner Katie Seward explains that most health departments throughout Ohio were created in 1918 or 1919.
This was really a response that came after the influenza epidemic or pandemic, and that's really when the state said, you know, we really need to have some local response to prevent something like this from ever happening again.
Due to over 2,100 health districts being created at that time, the state stepped in and created restrictions.
And that's when acts and laws started going into place, which said, hey, we need a health commissioner and we need to have a population served at minimum of this amount. And that's really what health departments in the state of Ohio started to form from.
Seward points out that it's an exciting time not only for the centennial celebration, but for many quality improvement transitions taking place at the health department.
We're looking to do some exciting things in 2019, bringing something called Guard Care, hopefully becoming a nationally accredited health department, and maybe even looking at restructuring some of our programming to better meet the response of the community health improvement plan.
Community events in honor of the Tuscarawas County Health Department's anniversary are still in the works. In state news, Ohio's capital city logged 103 homicides in 2018, a 28% decrease from a record high 143 homicides the previous year. Columbus officials say 73% of the homicides were caused by shootings, and more than 70% of homicide victims were Black. The Columbus Dispatch reports the city's Hilltop neighborhood continued to be the city's deadliest, with 17 homicides in 2018 compared to 16 in 2017. And in sports news, the Cavaliers got Tristan Thompson and Rodney Hood back from their injuries, but it didn't help last night as Cleveland lost to the Miami Heat at the Q 117-92. The Cavs have lost 7 games in a row. And in hockey, the Penguins were in New York. Pittsburgh blasted the Rangers 7-2. That's 7 wins in a row for the Pens. The Blue Jackets were off last night and again tonight. Your news this morning is brought to you by Century National Bank. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
Are you thinking about buying, remodeling, or refinancing your home? Count on me, Sue Edwards, with Century National Bank. Century National bankers have earned a reputation for trustworthiness and reliability. We provide solutions that make sense for you, and we're ready to work at a pace that's comfortable for you. Talk with a lender you can count on to be reliable, caring, and committed to creating the right loan for you. Call or visit us today at Century National Bank, and let's talk loans.
A division of Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Clouds of this morning will break for sunshine today. High temperatures this afternoon near 40 degrees. Tonight, a mainly clear sky will turn frosty. You'll need the ice scraper tomorrow morning, low of 28. Tomorrow, sunshine mixing with a few clouds. High temperature in the upper 40s. Chance of rain Friday night. Any threat of rain will end before daybreak Saturday, though. Becoming partly cloudy Saturday with high temperatures in the upper 40s and remaining mild on Sunday with a partly sunny sky. Highs in the upper 40s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For local news 24 hours a day, be sure to log on to WTUZ.com.